So he said, that in everything, see, now watch it. That in what? Notice now, I want y'all to listen closer, because this is so important that we grasp these things, because we're going places in the spirit we've never been. We have stayed here long enough. We've been around this mountain long enough. That in everything ye are enriched by him. How many things? You see what he's saying? In everything, not something. In everything, if it had to do with life, if it had to do with spiritual, see, spirit controls, you are spirit, you controls everything, spirit, soul, and body. You the one, spirit. So that in everything, ye are enriched by him. In what? All utterance. But they telling us that tongues been done away with. We don't need them anymore. So we got that kind of teaching going around that we got the scripture now, we don't need the tongue. But he said you're enriched with it. I don't see where he said you've been taken from you. You're enriched with all utterance and all knowledge. They accept keeping the knowledge, but in that same verse that I'm talking about in 1 Corinthians 13, 8 and 9, same verse, they accept knowledge, but they say tongues and all the rest have been done away with. How can you go in there and separate them like that and be scripturally sound? You see what I'm saying? That's why you don't listen to people. I don't care how professional they are. I don't care how highly trained they are. You better listen to the Holy Spirit and read these scriptures and let them teach you. Accept what they tell you is true. Dad taught us when we was in school. He said, be as wise as an old cow. Eat the hay, leave the sticks. Amen. That in everything you are enriched by him in all what? Utterance. And what? All knowledge. Keep going. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Is that verse 7? Give me verse 7. Is that it? Okay, there we go. Now watch this now. So that ye do what? Ye come behind in no gift. What did he want? Why? He wants all of the gifts operating in this church right here. This local church. That you come behind in no gift. No gift. But how are you going to operate something you don't believe in? Or how are you going to yield to something you don't know about? That you come behind in how many? No gift. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a waiting period that we waiting for Jesus to come. There's a waiting period. But in the meanwhile, he gave us everything we need to be sustained, propelled, and go farther, that nothing can stop us from walking in the blessing that God had given us. We have been given everything. Oh, yeah, we are challenged. We have an adversary. We have an enemy. We have all of that. But they are defeated foes. And we let them have too much to say and too much influence when it comes to our daddy and what our father have said to us. They told the story. I may have read it, but I know they told this. Said, when you know your God, you're not moved. Said Smith Wigglesworth was in his house asleep, and he was awakened, and his bed was moving. And he looked over, he saw it with the devil. He said, oh, it's just you, and went on back to sleep. You know what the devil did, don't you? He did him out. He got on out of it because You're not, when you know, see, we got to understand, this is why we're talking about this, because we have peoples at every at different levels of development. You see it within the natural. Those children are as large as we are. They are not knowledgeable as we are. They haven't had the experience that we have. Some of you have had some experience that others haven't. Can you agree with that? And that's why this is why he said, I set in the church apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher for the perfecting of the saints. If the saints are not taught right, they can't flow with God right. And God never told us to give y'all blue John. Somebody said, what is that? And when you take out all the stuff out the milk and you just give them the... We used to call it, boy, my daddy had us, he would have us go and get in that whey to feed the hogs with. We call it whey. I don't know what that, anyway, you stripped everything out of the milk that's good, and that's just what left over. Blue John, no substance in it. No substance. Okay. So watch this. So that you come behind in no gifts, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this statement. Then we're going to talk about the gift of prophecy in the church, in tongues interpretation as well. What is important? What is the importance of the Holy Spirit indwelling our human spirit? What is important? Why? What is it? Is it really important? What is the importance of it? The words of Jesus, I sent you another comforter, helper, Holy Spirit. I sent you another helper, Holy Spirit. From my Father, whom when he is come, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. He will abide with you forever. He will guide you in life. He will help you make wise decisions, or you will be able to deal wisely in the affairs of life. He will teach you all things so that you will understand the knowledge of God in these matters and know just how to release your faith and get the answer you need every time. You see, God's word and his promises in it, or in his word, is absolute truth. Absolute truth. It can't be changed or altered in any way. They are blood sworn oath between God Almighty and our Lord Jesus, God Almighty and Jesus, our resurrected Lord. So let God be true. Let God be the truth he is in everything, and everybody else a liar. So, let me give you the scripture to it. Romans chapter 3, verse 3. Can y'all put that up? We're getting to prophecy. We're getting there.